How are you doing, Audio Boom fans? All one word here. It's a cold, whoa, blustery, apparently. Cold and blustery. It's a little bit of a breezy night. Perfectly clear sky. Beautiful, beautiful clear sky tonight here in South Wiltshire. I'm now going to tell you a tale of something that's been in the pipeline for a few weeks now, and it's a tale of PPI, and for those not in the know, that's Payment Protection Insurance. So I'm going to let this song called Jasco run out in about 40 seconds and I'll just continue talking. I just wanted to test some settings here on Bostock Studio. Okay, so I don't know about those living outside of the United Kingdom. You know, I'd even stretch to Ireland. But here in the UK, we have for a handful of years been at the scourge of they're invariably solicitors firms touting for money. How are they touting for money? Well, a number of years ago somebody realised that the banks had incorrectly charged them for kind of installing a payment protection insurance on whatever kind of finance package that that person had taken out, whether it was a credit card or a loan. So payment protection insurance is there. I mean, it does exactly as it says on the tin. It will protect you from defaulting on repayments of a loan or credit card payments. In case you're unable to make those payments, generally I would have thought because you've taken ill and or you've been sacked or you've been made redundant, whatever. But the banks, in their infinite wisdom of shifting money around, particularly Barclays, who are very clever but bad in a way for us, I suppose good in a way for them, they shifted a lot of their funds into hedge funds. So they want more money in their coffers and it will build interest for them. So finding all kinds of sneaky ways to charge you or elicit money out of you or from you. I suppose one such example is a monthly fee on your account. Like I am virtually, well, I'm forced to pay a monthly fee on my bank account. My wife isn't, but on my bank account, I have to pay £15 a month, or as was. It should be going down to £10 a month, because the way they're restructuring the accounts. Had little choice in that. But anyway, that's one way. So let's go back to loans and credit cards. So basically, you know, when you take out a loan or a credit card, let me shout at the dog. Oh no, she's coming. Here she is. The person selling you that product would ask you if you wanted to take out payment protection insurance. And sometimes I remember in one instance about 15 years ago or more, 17 years ago, it was a really hard sell. Yeah, you need to do this, you really need to do this. And I said, no, actually I don't, because I've got benefits through my work, which will continue the payments, continue any kind of financial commitments, in case I cannot meet them directly. It's not a drama. I don't need your insurance. Was that foolhardy at the time? No, absolutely not. I was quite financially secure in making that decision. So, a lot of people had been missold this financial benefit, as the banks would put it across. They'd been missold it, telling them that they did need to take out PPI. And to cut a long story short, there were so many complaints to the financial ombudsman here in the UK that a handful of years ago, I don't know, maybe going as far as maybe 10, 12, 13 years ago, the banks were investigated, and certainly Barclays put aside a number of years ago about £6 billion to ensure that they were meeting all kind of financial reimbursement to customers. Incidentally, that wasn't just for missold PPI insurance. It was also for, I'm going to walk into the wind here, sorry about this. It was also for incorrect bank charges that'd been levied against customers. Right, come on. So, what happened then? So after the banks had admitted this problem, he says, with a wind, so I'm going to have to walk backwards. After the banks had admitted this problem, we had all kinds of legal firms jumping on the bandwagon. And they said, we'll process your claim, because it's a bit of a legal process, you know, it's quite complicated. We'll process your claim, and we will, our fee will be taken out of any kind of compensation that you receive. Generally, they take 30% of any monies that the bank pay you back, generally. So, this is when all of these phone calls started that everybody across the UK were getting. And generally they were call centres. You know, your phone would ring, you would pick up the phone, there'd be kind of a weird kind of pregnant pause or silence on the line. And I've lost the dog. Come on! Weird kind of pregnant pause or silence on the line. And your call would be connected to, invariably, someone on the end of a computer in a call centre. So, then they go through this scripted spiel. We believe that you've been missold PPI, or have you ever had a loan or a credit card? Blah, 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 blah. Terrible. Annoying. Phone calls every single day, sometimes twice a day, to your mobile number or your house number that's been sold on to by councils and other kind of establishments that had your private details. They've been sold on because legally they could sell them on. It was all wrapped up in a nice little bow within the Data Protection Act. Your details were being kept safe. Yeah, whatever. So, very, very common thing, this phone calls from companies that, have you been missold PPI? Blah, 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 blah. And with the knowledge that I had on any kind of financial benefit that I'd received, loans that I'd applied for, credit cards that I'd had, I'd always been extremely conscious of PPI, and I have never, ever, ever willingly signed up to any kind of payment protection insurance package. Never. And so I'd received these telephone calls for years, and I'd just politely say, no, I've never had PPI. Yeah, but you don't know that. I'm telling you now, I have not ticked any box, or I have told a person who's selling me this that I do not need it, blah, 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 blah. And some phone calls have been quite heated because the person on the other side of the line, all they want to do was to sell a product in order to get to gain that third of any possible winning. And I was convinced. I was convinced that I'd never willingly entered into any kind of PPI agreement until 2012. In 2012, I got a letter through the post from Barclaycard, and it said, "You owe us £458 for your insurance on your card." And I said, "That's impossible, because in September 2011, I got rid of said Barclaycard. I didn't need it. I was paying £15 a month for having a piece of plastic in my pocket with a few grand on it that didn't belong to me, but I could spend that few grand if I so desired." And so, yeah, so I got rid of the card. And £458, is this a joke letter? No, it clearly, I looked for all of the hallmarks of a fake, and it was a genuine thing. So I phoned up the number on the letter, and I said, "Hello, you seem to have made a mistake. I haven't got a Barclay card anymore. Got rid of it last year." "Nope. You have not stopped paying the insurance on it, though. We understand that you don't have a Barclay card, but the insurance is a separate product from the card, because the insurance will cover you for any Barclay card product." I said, "I don't have any Barclay card product." "Yes, but the insurance carries on." I said, "Is this a payment protection insurance?" Pregnant pause. "Yes." I said, "But I never had payment protection insurance." "Yes, you had." "No, no, 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 no." I walked upstairs to my folder of bank credit card monthly statements, which I'd kept since 2003. And I said, I'm looking at credit card statements over a number of years, and there is no payment protection insurance section. You know, there's no payment protection listed on here at all. I can see a monthly fee and obviously all of the transactions and all of the payments that I've made. "No, you have been paying insurance on the card." I said, I haven't been paying insurance on the card, because it doesn't say, first of all, that I've been paying insurance on the card on these statements. And also, when I took the card out, when I applied for the card and received it, or in the application process, I did not tick the box saying that I want a payment protection insurance. I was very, very careful about that because of everything that had been going on at the time. Didn't need it, didn't want it, haven't been getting charged for it. This guy was adamant that I had been paying insurance on the card. He says, "Right, listen, okay, absolutely not a drama." I said, "Well, I stopped paying for that card in September 2011. And he says, "Yes, the payments were made automatically through, the payments for your PPI were made automatically through paying a monthly fee for the card." Penny didn't drop at that point. And I said, "But I haven't been making any payments." He says, "Yes, I know. That's why I've sent. That's why Barclaycard have sent you a bill for £458, because that's how much you owe us." He says, "What I'll do now is I can honour that. I can say that it's been cancelled by Barclays branch in the town near where you live. So I will honour the fact that you haven't had it, so therefore you haven't needed it, and invariably you haven't used the insurance in that time since. Okay, thanks very much." And he says, "What I'm going to do is I'm going to send you the questionnaire to fill in so you can claim back any PPI that you've paid. Thanks very much." Questionnaire duly came. Filled in the questionnaire. The questionnaire also said, "Can you please provide evidence of you paying the PPI?" Stupid question to ask when they have all of the records as well. Never mind, I photocopied every single monthly Barclaycard statement that I had in my possession which was all of them since a date in 2003, photocopied the lot and sent it off, recorded post, and got a letter back about 6 weeks later saying, no, there is no evidence to say that you hadn't been missold PPI, and the case is closed. I was furious. I'd been told on the phone that I had been paying PPI. This indeed was in the letter, the very lengthy letter that I sent back with all of those copies of the statements. And they clearly just fobbed me off. The bank had fobbed me off. I was so angry, I shredded all of those statements and continued getting phone calls about PPI for a good 4, 5, 6 months until it was quite obvious that they had removed me from all of their databases, as I'd said whenever I picked up the phone to one of these companies wanting to find out about PPI. Then all of a sudden, a good friend of mine said to me via a social network, if have you ever been the owner of any of these types of financial products or services or by these financial institutions? So I contacted her and I said, yes, I have. And she said, and she told me a story that she couldn't believe that she had been paying PPI. She had been paying PPI unwillingly, and she never applied for it. And I said, "Are you trying? Why are you selling all of this kind of idea?" Well, she says, "Well, basically, I've just been very successful in a claim. I'm also putting it out there because the company are offering me vouchers, High Street vouchers, if I can kind of get some business for them." She says, "Listen, there is no work for you to do. There's no work. They will do it all, and they charge about a third of whatever you get back." So I thought, let's have a shot at this then. Okay, I said, give them my telephone number. And they duly phoned me the very same day. I received a phone call from someone who was not in a call centre. I received a phone call from a man who was absolutely genuine in what he was saying. I accept that he was just reading from a screen at times, but nonetheless, he was genuine. He knew his job. He had genuine concern. He was very empathetic. He was a very, very nice guy. Is a very nice guy. And I explained the situation to him. I said, listen, as the story goes, it all starts in 2012. And I told him the story that I told you. And he says, right. He said, we may be cutting it a bit fine as far as time constraints. But listen, I'll send you some paperwork. All you have to do is fill in some documents for us. And I thought, oh, in my head, I thought, I'm going to be there for hours filling in pages and pages and pages of stuff. He says, it won't take you long. And he says, if you can send us any statements or letters or anything like that. I said to the guy, Graham, I have not got anything anymore. I haven't got anything. I was so angry that I shredded everything. I took it to work and I shredded everything. He says, right, okay, don't worry about it, because those financial institutions, Barclays Bank and Barclaycard MasterCard and Barclaycard Visa, they are obliged to keep your records for many, many, many years. Okay, brilliant. Thanks very much. Send them. So he sent them. Sent the papers. He sent the pack. And the day that they arrived, I had a phone call. And I thought, oh, here we go. I'm going to get chased. And he said, have you filled them in? I said, I've just got the pack, you know, 2 hours ago. Okay, not a drama. So in back end of November, I filled in the forms. The forms were so easy. My name, and past addresses for, well, the, all of the addresses for all of the claims that I wanted to make. So going back actually to 1997. So all of the addresses that I'd lived at since 1997. And also the any account numbers that I'd had for the credit cards and account numbers for the bank accounts. The bank account I've still got to this day. It's the same bank account. I had nothing. I had no details for the credit cards. I'd shredded everything. All I had to do was sign a declaration, which said that the firm would, the firm had permission to request from the bank, on my behalf, the account numbers of the two credit cards. And I thought, oh well, this is going to take ages. So anyway, that went off, and then I got a phone call saying, okay, the financial institutions have acknowledged receipt of the claim, and what we have to do now is send you another form just for you to read and sign, but we'll ask you a few questions over the phone because we're waiting for something from the bank first, and we'll get back to you. Okay, not of dramas. Do anything? Not a thing. Not a thing, Mr. Hubbock. Not a thing. We'll give you a shout. Had another phone call in when I was on holiday in December. I think it was probably the 20th of December. And they wanted to do a telephone interview with me. And what that consisted of was a guy reading some questions off a screen. And he inputted my answers there and then. And he said, that conversation was about 20 to 30 minutes. Really basic questions about have you can you confirm that you've had loans from this bank and credit cards from this bank? Where were you living at the time? If you had been made redundant, if you had been medically, if you had been written off sick by the doctor, how would you have made repayments? Could you have been financially able to keep up payments, this, that and the other? And all I had to do was answer truthfully to the questions. And he says, right, thanks very much. He says, what we'll do is we will send you a PDF copy of this questionnaire that we've, the interview, and we will send you some forms through the post. What you need to do is read the questionnaire, and he says, read the kind of questions and answer transcript thing of the interview, and on from an email attachment, and then if you agree with all of the above, then the forms that we'll send you through the post, just sign the forms. He says we're emailing the questionnaire. I keep calling it a questionnaire. I suppose it is. It was technically a telephone interview. I'll call it for the benefit of this questionnaire. He says we email it, so we don't need to keep sending reams of paper through the post, and invariably something that you're not going to keep anyway. We're obliged to send you a copy, so we're sending you a copy. But we send you a form for you to read and sign to say that you agree that the content of that questionnaire is wholly truthful, which it was. I've got nothing to hide or lie about. And the form came through the post it was sitting waiting for me when I came back from holiday. So I think it was the 3rd of January, the form was there. All I had to do was sign it and date it, send it back in the prepaid envelope. None of this has cost me a penny so far. And 2 weeks ago, I got an A4 envelope from Barclaycard. It had Barclaycard on the outside, and it said, "We are in receipt of your claim. Please fill in the attached questionnaire and send it back to us in a prepaid envelope." The questionnaire was the exact same one that I filled in 2012, and I thought, "Brilliant! Thanks very flippin' much." A few days ago, Wednesday I think it was, I got a letter, it was an unmarked envelope, but it was a letter from Barclaycard saying, we are in receipt of your claim, we're in the final stages of processing it, please can you complete the attached document to show us how you want repayment to be made. And I was like, oh my God, I'm going to get some money. And it was a form, do you want a check or do you want it paid into your bank account? Simple as that. So I phoned the firm that are dealing with my PPI claim. I got through to Answer Machine. They are busy people, incidentally. And it sounds like there's only two or three blokes there, if I'm to be perfectly honest. But anyway, I thought, oh, here we go. On Friday, which is yesterday, I got a letter through the post from Barclaycard saying, a deeply apologetic letter. And it said, we are sorry and we apologise about four or five times in the letter. We acknowledge your claim that you made in October, I think it was, 2012, which was incorrectly closed. We are deeply sorry and blah, 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 blah. And there was a figure of how much they owed me. And please can you fill in the attached form to say how you want the repayment to be made? And I thought, whoa, my God. I'm getting some money. I couldn't believe it. So the letter actually explained in finite detail how much I'd been paying, how much they'd owed me, how much interest they had made on the PPI payments, how much I was entitled to get back at the current rate, blah, blah, blah. Oh, it was incredible. It was like they couldn't apologise enough, and this is what we did and that and the other, and this is where your money went to and X, Y, Z. However, there was one thing that I noticed. In comparing the letter I'd received on Wednesday to the one that I'd received on Friday, they were referring to two different credit cards. A Barclaycard Visa, but two different numbers. The one that I'd received on Friday with a repayment figure on it was in relation to probably the last credit card I'd had, I would imagine, judging by the number. And so I phoned the firm, and I got met with the Answer Machine. I thought, oh, brilliant, but I wasn't quite aware of the opening hours anyway. So in the firm dealing with me on my behalf, dealing with the banks on my behalf, phoned me today and he said, good news. Incidentally, I'd received a few texts. They keep you up to date. They send you emails and texts. And you can actually also, you get an online account with the PPI claim firm, and they basically document what's going on when. So you're kept up to date. Oh, my life. There's glowworms. Holy shit, there's glowworms all over the place. That's why the dog's going spastic. Molly. And he said, he explained all of this stuff. And I says, oh, yes, I know. I've got the letters. And he said, Molly, come here to me. Molly. He says, yeah, I've got all this stuff. He says, he says, the repayment that you've seen is only in relation to one of the four claims that we've made. So you're positive on one claim and there's three more to go. I was like, you are kidding. Come here. And he says, but that's not the deal. He said, did you read the letter of the financial breakdown? I says, yeah. He says, did you know you've only ever paid £137 PPI on that account? I said, you are kidding. Nope. He says, you have only ever paid £137 PPI on that account. And I said, but that's impossible. I've paid more. They pay me back four times that figure. the glowworms were cans. Oh, God. I am deeply saddened, as a side note. So anyway, I'll get back with the stories. It's the moonlight. Reflecting off cans of people have left. Buggers. I thought they were the glowworms that I saw up Beacon Hill last year. Anyway, I digress. He says, yeah. He says, I said, right, okay. I said, what do I do now? I said, do I accept the fill in the form? Or, you know, because I haven't. He says, no. Leave it. Do not do anything. I says, yeah, because you need to, you've got your fee of 30%. He says, it's 25% of anything you get plus VAT. And we also owe the tax man some as well. We being me, owe the tax man some as well. Because they will give you all of the money back. But what's happened is they give you a they give you all of the money. Sorry, they pay you all of the, pay you the money that they made from the interest, because they take the money from you as PPI. That allotment of money builds up an interest in a separate account of theirs or an offshore account. And they pay you that back. I was like, holy shit. Pardon my French. I said, they're cheeky buggers, but I'm glad I'm getting it back. He says, so on £137 PPI that you paid, you're getting four or five times the amount back. But of course, we need to take off the fee and then some for the tax man. So I think I'm getting about £440. So, I was like, holy cow. I said, well, that's good news. And all I have done, ladies and gentlemen, all I have done is fill in a form with my name, about five addresses, and that's it, and signed it. That's it. I haven't provided any other information. I haven't provided copies of statements, because I haven't got them. I haven't provided evidence of anything, because I haven't got it. And I couldn't believe my luck. But moreover, I was so angry that the banks had done this. They had been charging me PPI, which was built into the monthly fee of my credit cards. And I was absolutely fuming. And that is where you are missold PPI. They don't tell you that it's built into monthly payments. Sometimes it's not. And they stopped doing it, actually, when the financial ombudsman kind of kicked everybody's arses. They stopped building PPI into monthly payments of or monthly charges for accounts or credit cards. So my message to you is, for something that will take you no time, no effort whatsoever, it is absolutely 100% just worth checking. It's a no win, no fee thing, okay? So if there's nothing out there, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Because at the end of the day, these firms, these PPI claim firms, they're getting plenty money, because they take a third of, well, they don't. They take different amounts, of course. The firm that I've dealt with were, in my eyes, I think they're so compassionate, empathetic. Just such a nice guy, you know. He's just so down to earth. He's just human. He's not in a call centre. I said to him, we had even had the conversation. I said, you're not in a call centre. He says, no, I'm not. I'm on a phone, like a normal phone. Like my left, hand is holding the phone to my head. I'm not in a call centre. I haven't got any of that kit on. It's worth checking. It doesn't cost you anything. And the total turnaround is generally 8 to 10 weeks from the commencement to the conclusion to the final kind of settlement or the final whatever. Obviously, dependent on, of course, how many accounts you are submitting to be checked. Drop it. What is that? A tennis ball. How do you find a tennis ball every time around? So, if you just want to check, please let me recommend this specific firm to you. And the reason why I say it in this manner is that if you do, they send me like a £10 or £20 gift voucher. And invariably, they'll do the same with you, of course. And it's all about word of mouth. Spreading or advertising by word of mouth, because they generally don't advertise. He told me, he says it saves time and it saves costs. And he says like 99% of their business is done by word of mouth, which is the best way. I'm telling you now, this firm is... To me, they've been fine, okay? Sometimes there are bad apples, I agree. But it's worth checking, people. So if you're in the UK, certainly. As I say, I don't know about ERA. But send me a DM or a Twitter DM. I am at Richard Hubbuck, RichardHubbuck. Or you can get me on whatever social networks. Just send me some kind of notification. And what I need to get from you is your telephone number and or an email address, but definitely telephone number, because they'll ring you. I will send the firm your details. They will contact you when you go through the same process. It's absolutely worth it. The guy, you know, Graham, the fella's been dealing with me. The guy is so genuine. Trust me when I say this. And it's so worth it. He tells you on the phone, he says, it's just worth checking. I mean, obviously they're doing it for their financial gain as well, because that's how they're making their money. It's just worth checking, all right? My eyes have been open to the world of PPI. My eyes have been open to the world of PPI for many years. But it wasn't until it was explained to me that sometimes charges had been levied against me, which were built into monthly accounts, and I didn't know about it. But also, the banks will fob you off directly. They will say, they will invite a claim. They will invite a claim. They will send you the questionnaire, but you'll get fobbed off. And as Graham explained to me, he says, this happens time and time again. He says, I bet you we get a result on this. And he was right. And that was that was in the initial conversation. Because he hears it all the time, of course. So, there you go. They're not all bad. They're not all bad. And there's me. I was the doubter. For years, I was like, no, freaking PPI companies' phone calls. But I just don't like dealing with call centres. I'm a face-to-face kind of dude. There we go. So if you're interested, I'll put you in touch with Graham at this firm. And you get the ball rolling. It's going to cost you nothing. Until the point that you are owed money. And then the firm will just charge you 25% plus VAT. Plus a bit to a tax man. It's free money, man. It's free money. Right, I'm off. Nice talking for 39 minutes. Booyakasha.
All one word.
All one word.
Out.
One word.
Out.
One.